We have football sessions where we use the local leisure centre to play football for girls and boys. And then in the school holidays, we provide residential trips, camping trips, sailing trips, and we make it either free or extremely cheap so that everyone can access the activities. And it's very much informal, but we do focus on learning and being there for them, to work through their teen years, that hopefully complements other things that they're involved in, or it can sometimes be a lifeline as well if it's someone that's maybe going through issues at school or with their family. There's 27 primary schools feed in to the one secondary school, and that's quite unusual as well, in that there's something, I think there's about 50% of the pupils will leave town at the end of the day and go to villages and islands that's around the place as well. So there's a real variety of young people that go to the same school. Some might be from a primary school where there's only 5 people, in a village where there's no one, or an island where they don't even go to the mainland. Or they could come from a primary school where there's 200 people. Or they might come from a faith-based school, and they might come from a family with lots of money, or they might come from a family that are quite poverty-stricken, but they all go to the same school.